Apple rolled through their product updates and introductions in a couple of hours yesterday at Bill Graham Civic Auditorium in San Francisco. Here are a few highlights. Apple Watch mainly was about Apple's fashion band accessories, particularly from high-end Hermes. A set of new colors are rose gold and gold, and it was announced that the Watch OS will drop on September 16th and include messaging apps like Facebook Messenger and also tight third-party integration with Airstrip. The iPad Pro is next on the agenda. It's huge and has a great 12.9-inch screen and, gasp, a stylus, which Steve Jobs famously mocked years ago. The Apple Pencil will be a separate $99 option. That screen, it has higher pixel density than a MacBook Pro Retina, and Apple claims 10 hours of battery life. It has a keyboard cover that screams Microsoft Surface. iPad Pro starts at $799. It'll be out in November. Apple TV will be a game changer, according to Apple. You may have even seen the clip of Tim Cook on TV repeatedly by now saying, "We think the future of TV is apps." Apple TV has tight Siri integration, a new remote with the top part being a touchscreen and buttons for volume, activating Siri, and on and off. The remote is Bluetooth, so you don't have to point it right at the box. A couple of cool features include asking Siri, "What did they say?" and it'll rewind about 15 seconds and play it back with captions. You can also ask Siri to search for something, and it'll search across all platforms, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, and so forth. With the remote, there are gaming capabilities, but don't look for it to displace gaming systems anytime soon. Apple TV is $149 or $199, depending on memory, and out the end of the year. The iPhone. iPhone 6S and 6S Plus debuted with the expected banner feature of Force Touch, which Apple has renamed 3D Touch for the phones. It recognizes three levels of finger pressure and will call up different results. For example, menus. When pressing an email, it'll pop open so you can read it and then return you to the previous screen when you lift your finger. The new camera is a big leap, up to 12 megapixels and capable of 4K video, and a new gimmicky feature that records a second and a half of video and sound before and after each picture. Then, when you press a picture on the phone, it shows you that 3 seconds of motion. Hey Siri now allows you to say just that, and Siri will respond without having to press and hold the home button. There's a new rose gold color, and it and the other gold are now going to be exclusive to the iPhone 6S and 6S Plus. iOS 9 will be out September 16th, and the iPhones go on pre-order this Saturday with deliveries to start September 25th. Prices are the same as on the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus, with those models dropping in price has been Apple's past practice. So the 16-gig iPhone 6S will start at $199 with a 2-year contract. Apple also has added a contractless payment plan like a couple of the carriers have. That starts at $32 a month, plus the carrier service costs, of course. I'm Clark Reed.